Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is your host, Alana Kay, coming to you from Maui, Hawaii. It's not as bad here as some might think. We had a big fire here last year, and it was just in a small part of the island. I've just taken some time off. I've been busy with other things, so if you're used to tuning into my show, sorry for my absence, but I'm here today, and I'm talking about ascension, because that's my main focus. It's not about predicting the future. My shows are about helping you raise your vibration and become more of your authentic self and get on your authentic path. And I know that that can be really hard to do because we're all connected and we're all picking up each other all the time. And there's so many different frequencies and so much stuff going on that it's causing a lot of people to have mental fatigue, mental fog, confusion. And so it's really important to know to take time every day to get centered so that you at least know what it feels like and anchor in that in the best way you know possible, and keep nurturing that space. And that's what I've been prioritizing the last few years, rather than saying, oh, I need a job to make X amount of money. You know, I do different things to get money, but I don't make that my priority because I know how hard it is to anchor right now. I've made it a priority. As an intuitive, I tap into the masses and I tap into the higher energies. And I've been told, especially since 2020, what a critical time this is, where we're splitting the realms, we're deciding as humans which way we want to go. And because we are connected, it's really important that you're really clear and connected to your soul. So that's what this show is about, is I will use my intuition to help you with that. I can usually take 5 or 6 calls, and so far I have 4 on the board, and I'll take them in the order they came in. I did notice that the first call that came in is the 305 area code, and so you would be my first call, but you don't have your hand up. And I'm not sure how that works because I don't ever call from the other side. So I'm going to check in with 305 first to make sure that you meant to not have – oh, okay. You got your hand up. Thanks. Okay, good. Because some people just call in to listen. So as long as we understand what the purpose of these readings are, try to work on your questions so that you can have a concise – we can't solve all your problems at once, but if we can even get one thing cleared up for you today, that would be great. So see if you can figure out what you can focus on. And people that are experienced at getting readings or getting answers for themselves, which I should probably do a whole show on this sometime, they know how to do that so that they can get a clear and concise answer. So I'm going to go to the 305 area code. It takes a second for it to come on. I have a virtual, what do you call, board here. Hi, you are on the air.
I think I Hello? Spoke to you 10 years ago. Can you hear me?
Oh,
are
yeah.
You able to hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear
I
you. Can you hear the cat?
10 years ago, maybe.
Wow. Yeah, I started 9 or 10 years ago. My show was called 5D Vibes, and I did it with somebody else. And then I was a Soul Sherpa, and now I've been Violet Phoenix. I've always been Violet Phoenix Publishing, so I thought, well, I'll just put it under one umbrella. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're calling back. What can we look at, have a look-see? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really my health.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been super difficult since 2008, but I've overcome mm-hmm. everything. Right now, I need to overcome bad health.
Bad health. What is the key mm-hmm. to bad health? You didn't prioritize your health most of your life, is that correct?
Well,
like
I prioritized what I had to do. I've always, you know, thought health was very important. The struggles have taken a toll on my health.
Yeah, it just seems like what I'm seeing is sometimes the way I word things isn't the way that it makes sense to other people. Is that I feel like, okay, when I talk about health, what I'm talking about is, the cat just jumped on my keyboard. what I'm talking about is making sure that you put the right food in your body, getting the right exercise, getting fresh air, you know, getting close to nature, those kinds of ways of health. You know what I mean? Yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that the other things of life, whether it's stresses, I mean, because everybody has stresses, and whatever other things come up in life, work, problems with other people, I really can tell by flashing your energy that it hasn't been a priority. So the first thing that I got, the reason I mentioned that is that the first thing I got when you said something about your health is that you can do this as long as you prioritize your health and you start to communicate with your body about what it needs. And I really feel the first thing that I'm getting, and then I'm going to let you kind of take over a little bit, is that I'm getting that it needs more fresh, like real food is what's really necessary right now, because your body is coming across to me that it needs building blocks, that you're ready to go and you can do this, but it needs the building blocks to take your intentions and improve your health.
I'm really concerned that I'm going into ascension very soon. I've been doing everything, you know, correctly, but what I had to go through was stronger than I was. Wow, I'm sorry, there's a big thunder.
Well, see, we're all ascending because we're doing this together, we're all connected, so whether we are wanting to do it or not, we are. Some people, I think you mean that you might be leaving pretty soon? Like leaving Earth?
Yeah, okay.
But this is what I'm going to help you with. This is like, I've been doing this for a long time. So like I said, I feel like it's going to come across kind of different. It's going to sound out of your, but when I do things from my intuition, it's different than the way you sense it, because you're sensing it from inside of all of the stuff that's going on. What I'm getting, yes, is that your soul is wanting to rise, but that's why I got to write this book, this Ascension Manual. There's all these different aspects of ourself that are included in the Ascension, and part of it is our body. So if our soul is wanting to rise, a lot of us are feeling like the end is near, the end is coming, I'm leaving soon. And in some cases that might be right. But at this point in time with people, very often that's because we're misunderstanding what we're getting. So the soul is saying, no, we're rising to a better, more easy place, heaven on earth. That is exactly where we're headed. We are like right there. And the final decisions are being made this year within people if they want to go heaven on earth or if they want to leave or stay in struggle. I would say that you... So ascension, in the terms that I'm speaking of, the context within which I'm speaking of ascension is where we raise our vibration so much that we're as in heaven, connected to our eternal self, but we're still in a physical body. I guess I probably should have made that clear at the beginning of the show. So a lot of people on the internet are talking about ascension these days, and a lot of people really misunderstand it. I understand it, and I wrote a book about it, which I took off the market because I'm going to put a more elaborate book out there, a little more in depth, is that all of the parts of you need to be working together. And what I'm getting is that your physical body needs to come in line, and you need to give it good food. And I'm getting that your body wants to heal itself. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I want to heal, definitely. And every time I'm...
So think about that, because like I said, I'm using intuition to zoom in on one thing and get clarity on one thing. And so spirit, I'm trained to do this. So spirit will show me what it is I need to tell you, like the most important thing for you to know now. So I know I said a lot of things, but if you want to listen to the archive of the show, you can hear that again. But that's what I'm getting for you, is you need to check in with your body, ask what it needs. It wants to feel better. It wants to feel stronger. And your soul is with you on this, and your angels and guides are with you on this. So they're going to help you choose the right foods that will let your body repair itself, and do nothing but give yourself just the best, the most love and kind and gentle feelings that you can think of as you go through the healing process. And you should start feeling your energy coming back to you as long as you start to select the right foods for you. And you have to use your instincts, but it has to do with freshness. You know, you want to have real whole foods. You don't want to have anything that's processed at all. You can cook. Yeah. I'm not talking about don't cook. And it's up to you what you choose, but you want to have real food that has food value and it has the right building blocks for your body to repair itself. Okay? And that's what I'm getting for you. And I hope that you can get some insight from that. And I guess that's all I can offer you for now.
That's good. Thank you. I wanted to tell you, even longer ago, I did go to Hawaii. I was in the Big Island where, you know, the church by the sea was wiped out by one of the eruptions.
A few years ago.
Uh-huh. There was a Sheraton hotel that was built in like 1880, and I stayed there.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer there, but you are in a beautiful place, a place that I completely love.
Yeah, I'm on Maui, so it's a little different than the Big Island. I have a lot of friends over there. I want to get over there and visit one of these days. But yeah. Yep, it's a great place to be. It's very, very heartwarming and grounding. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Indeed. Let us know how your call back in when you see if I'm doing my show, let me know how it's going, okay? All right.
Okay, aloha.
Thanks for calling. Okay, aloha. Well, thanks for waiting, everybody. I have another one that's been waiting a long time. 760 area code, you're on the air. What can I help you with today?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah,
Hi.
Hi.
So what can we zoom in on for you?
Okay. So I am, in a connection at the moment, and I very much would like to take, you know, for this connection to fruition into a relationship, and I was just wondering if you could pick up on this relationship for me and give me any insight.
So when you say you have a connection, it means it's somebody that you've communicated with already or somebody you feel in your etheric body?
Someone who is in the 3D, yes. We've been communicating, we've been seeing each other. Let's just put it that way. It's more of a connection rather than what we are classifying as a relationship.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
feels like a relationship to me.
So I was geared for ascension questions. How can we get that refocused as an ascension question? Okay, go ahead. See if you can do it.
No, go ahead.
Well, the way I would reformulate it is it, see, because I tune into your soul, and that's where I start. I connect with
yes.
my soul, then I connect with your soul, and your soul will let me know, is it time for a relationship? So ascension is all the different aspects of ourself, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. So a connection with somebody is going to involve any grouping of those things. And I can probably pick up, and you've probably picked up where you feel where things are connected and where they might be headed.
Yeah.
So that's
mm-hmm.
where I'll go with that. I'm not going to really get into the dynamics of the relationship. I'm just
sure,
going to see
sure.
like why it might be in your life right now, because this is about ascension. So what I am getting is that that when it comes to where you're both moving in your life, meaning the ascension spiral, which, like I said, everybody's on whether they know it or not, I'm
yeah.
not seeing a mesh as far as that connection continuing onward and upward. But I'm seeing that there is a level of friendship based on soul familiarity that that is going to carry at a certain distance. And I see your soul on a faster upward trajectory than the other person.
Mm.
And so
okay.
because of the times we're in, our souls keep pushing us along. And it's, you know, things move and morph a lot faster. And that's what I'm seeing. I don't see it really gelling into something. I kind of don't like to be put in that position. But I mean, it has to do with what I'm saying about ascension is what I'm seeing. Is I'm seeing you being more clear. There's a certain recognition. There's a certain distance, like ships in the night or whatever they say. Okay, go ahead. You had something you wanted to say.
Oh, I was just going to say, if I were to paraphrase it, but then you pretty much paraphrased it for me. So I don't think I need to restate that. But now, I mean, I'm resonating with what you're saying. And it's interesting because I recommended that he see an energetic quantum healer. And I just wondered if that would make the difference. And I'm not, you know, I just recommended it because I feel that he isn't, like, he's stuck. There's a certain
yeah.
stagnancy.
Okay, so then I was right about that. Thank you for confirming that. So then we can go on
yeah.
to the next step. Yeah, so then I would say that that's why you want to keep it just on a friendship level. But what I am, like you said, stuck is a good word because what I'm seeing is that you might have the thing where, like, plans don't work out or where it seems like he seems standoffish, and it's just because your energy will be too strong. Because he's stuck. Now, the reason I was getting initially, and that'll answer kind of like what you just brought up now, is would that help? What I got is that the willingness to do it might not necessarily be there right now.
Mm.
So a lot of people have to hit a certain point. A lot of people do. I'm the kind of person that from the time I was really young, I'm always seeking the highest state I can be in. So that's
right.
why I've gotten to where I am, but not everybody is put together that way. So everybody has a certain drive to seek a certain level of attainment, whether it's peace, happiness, joy, whatever, fulfillment. But now that I said that, and I just got to tell you because it is coming through, is that a big part of the reason he can't move and he is stuck is that he needs to spend some time exploring his gifts that he's pushed down throughout his life. Things that came to him, whether it's thoughts that could have blossomed into something or creative endeavors or skills, he hasn't gone into them. So he hasn't reached his depths. So he doesn't really know what he's going for. That's the reason he's stuck. So another person couldn't come in there with energy work and get him unstuck. He has to unstick himself.
Yeah, I do sense that there's a little bit of dragging his feet as far as like actually making that appointment, like you said, the willingness.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did say that he has, like he's working on it, like he's trying
mm-hmm.
to assure me that he's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has a mission that is kind of like, seems like a very big mission. And he's supposedly taking a trip to go overseas to meet with leaders that are, you know, kind of in a position to maybe break through like a revolution type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that he is on that right path, or is he kind of skirting the real gifts that he has? Although he talks about being able to get direct messages from the entire self.
I'm getting that he has a few skill sets that need to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
Interpersonal communication. So I'm normally not supposed to read other people. Breaking all the rules today. I had cookies after breakfast. Okay. It's just because it's kind of interesting. I think because it's educational for a lot of people to understand how this works. Is that I'm seeing that he has a few skill sets that he needs to develop, and that's interpersonal communication skills, listening skills, listening to other people when they're speaking, to listen on a deeper level. So in order for him to actualize what he believes his life mission is, or, and a lot of times we'll know what it is, but we still have to work on some skills to be able to actualize that. So what I'm getting is he has to do that. So ascension is getting aligned with your mission and the things that you came here for. But you have to learn the skills and get things out of the way, whatever's necessary to get to where you're really aligned with that and you're actualizing that. Okay, so there's that. Better interpersonal with listening skills. You could help him work on that. And then the other thing that I'm seeing is that when it comes to his vision of things, that he needs to be more flexible to not go with the first initial impression of what he thinks he should do or what he sees. Sit with it a little longer, whether it's a few seconds, a few days, a few weeks. Let things grow and expand to get greater and greater clarity. Don't get stuck. Keep a lot, be more mentally flexible. When it comes to what he's receiving, what he feels he's receiving from spirit. And those are the two I see right off the bat. So he's got some work to do. I can't go any further on that. There's a lot more that could be said about a lot of those things. It's kind of interesting. It's a kind of interesting case study. That's why I... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you got
my
it.
Dilemma. Yeah.
So I would be a friend.
I have fallen in love with this person, and so to be a friend kind of feels counterintuitive to me.
No, I know what you mean. But I did get initially for you. I know we went into him, and I'm supposed to be sticking to you. Is that's your spiritual challenge. And I've dealt with it before. It can be done. And you can choose this challenge or not choose it. I'm getting that's your challenge in this situation, and your soul can help you use it for growth. It will be valuable growth for you if you could do that. But it's not like you have to. It's not like part of your curriculum that's going to help move you forward.
Right.
Okay.
Right, okay.
If you can
I've helped him
achieve
a lot
that.
So far, so.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I think that was a very interesting question and situation. I think it was. So thanks
appreciate
for calling
it.
In. Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha. Bye. Bye. Okay, now I'm going to go to the next longest hold time here was 630 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good.
How are you?
I am also doing well, thank you. So I'm trying to figure out how to word it, word my question towards like ascension, but the last few months I've just been feeling like this, just this calling, this like pull to figure out like work-life balance, just to make more time for my family.
Yeah, that's part of ascension. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I currently put in my resignation at my one position, and I should be done with this job at the end of the month, and then I'm going to try to start transitioning into another kind of path, just like I said, just kind of have more time at home. So just trying to figure out, like, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
just if the move I'm making is the right move and what I can do just to better align with, like I said, just making my family a priority and connecting more
yeah.
with my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel the hesitation in your voice. And it's kind of like your soul wants to just jump and like go now and everything's going to be fine. And that's what I'm picking up from your soul. And then your outer shell, you know, your earth self that's concerned about all the logistics of everything is kind of squeezing down saying, no, don't get excited. No, no, no. But I got to tell you that I am seeing you that it is time and your soul does want you to release yourself from this obligation that's keeping you from living your life. And I feel like what I'm picking up from you real strong, and this is the thing I'm going to zoom in on, is that I feel like you have a strong sense of inner guidance. And as soon as you're released to that and your heart is free and you're doing the things you love and you're with your family and you love them and it's important for you to be involved with them right now, that you will just know what to do and everything is just going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you just got to work on right now is letting yourself feel that relief that everything is going to be okay, because I'm definitely feeling that you're making the right decision and that everything is going to be fabulous.
That's good to know. Yeah, I think I know I'm making the right decision for my family. I feel like I keep getting hung up on like the financial piece of
yeah.
it. Like,
yeah.
you know, like, will this hurt us or like better us? I mean, ultimately, like the more important thing is just making time for family, but also just trying to get ahead and not living, you know.
You know, this is an interesting thing, but this is what I'm getting intuitively, is that you will feel and you will know when you leave this job you're in. You'll just know what to do. It's not like you're going to know how to rectify or rethink the finances, but only really when you're released from it, when you have your full energy and you're fully in your own space and you're not being distracted, you'll know what to do. You'll know exactly what to do.
Okay.
the ideas will just come to you, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know. Then and it's definitely, I feel like you're not going to have less money. I feel like you're going to have more money.
Okay.
You might have to go through a little shaky time if you're scared, if you're nervous, but if you're in your full self and you're feeling really good and calm and keep working on that, being completely connected to your soul, to your heart, let it lead you. And as long as you can be clear in that, I'm seeing that this is going to lead you to more money in less time. So, you know, and that's definitely what you need. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you
so
much.
Let me know how it goes. Okay.
I will.
Okay. Aloha.
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you. Aloha. Bye.
Perfect. I got one more. And I got a couple minutes left on the board, so that's perfect. Hi, 215 area code. What can we work on?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So things have really picked up in my life. Wonderful things, thank God. All the work that I've been doing has been paying off. I'm talking about healing work. I'm ready to get settled in this area, so I just wondering how quickly this housing, my house is going to come together. I mean, I'm ready to move from where I'm living. I just haven't found the area, like the specific town. Well, kind of. And you know, the finances. So
that's a lot of
questions.
I want
to bring magic into the night. Well, I want it to be magical on how it pulls together rather than...
I know what you mean.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. There's like motorcycles. Rather than.
So what I can help you answer is, are you aligned with the magic or not?
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, you want the magic. I know what you mean. That's where I'm right now as far as obtaining a property. I'm like, and especially being on Maui, you definitely want to align with the magic here. To make things happen. I know what you're talking about. So let me see if I can tune in a little bit better. So you're looking to a new house?
Yeah, I'm just living in somewhere temporarily now, but it's been already 8 months.
Yeah. It's already been how long?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How long has it been?
So I've been bouncing around for, I spoke to you before, I've been bouncing around for,
yeah, that's what
for
I thought.
2 years.
That's
around.
Why I'm fishing
yeah,
around.
But,
okay.
But
okay.
The place that I've been in now has been there for 8 months, but it's a hotel,
yeah.
You know, it's not home.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember, I talked to you a couple times, and I remember that, it's similar to one of my other callers, is that I can feel this really good vibe coming from you. Let me see if Spirit can give me one thing that I can tell you, because I think that was what I remember, too, is it's a lot of stuff. Yeah, so it's like a lot of pieces coming together, so you just have to trust them. And you never know what's going to lead to the next thing and how things pull together. If you want the magic to happen, it's like, oh. You know, I see why I ran into that person or why I wanted a piece of fish from the market, because that person was there and then that person connected me to that. That's how the magic works. So trying to think I got to ask Spirit, is there one thing that I can give you that'll help you?
Well, just like something that I wouldn't know, because like things have been amazing, like far beyond things have really been unfolding right now. So, but I still am like, well, okay, ready to move and get settled.
Oh,
so,
okay. Well, what all I got is when I ask Spirit, what can I pass on? One thing is stay in the position that you're in and just don't bring in any mental judgments. So you could say that, and that is specifically what I got from Spirit. Stay on the course you're on. Keep your heart nice and big and open and happy. And keep your mental body, you know, loose. I guess that's what it is keep your mental body loose as far as all of the details go. I do see that you are very aligned with it. And I'm going to confirm that for you and just stay in that alignment and let the pieces fall in place. I am getting just stay that magnetic field where all of the, yeah, that's the magic, you know, where all the pieces come together. Just stay the course. So as soon as you get, well, now I want it, need it to happen now, or why isn't it happening as fast, or the way I, then what happens is we jump that magic track again, you know?
Yeah, which I've been shutting that down. I mean, I've learned through the lessons over the last 2 years, like, it's like, don't do
yeah.
that. I've definitely learned a lot. And I guess you know what it is? I've always had the knowing, or what
yeah.
I thought was the knowing, that it was like, hey, things are going to pick up with the career, the money's going to come in, then you're going to find the place. And that seems just very logical. Again, I don't want to be judging anything,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, hey, you mm-hmm. know, can we – I'm still not there just yet. I mean, it changes from moment to moment, but, like, in this current
yeah.
moment, things are popping off now, but it's not like, oh, here's the down payment or – I mean, it doesn't even have to happen like
right.
that. But, like
– yeah.
I'm still kind of like, well, I'm still in a situation. It's been 8 months. And again, it's like, well, stop
yeah.
it. I don't go there. But I just want it to be like, hey, I found the house and like I can move this month. Like I would love to move
yeah.
this month.
No, I know. I think I remember I told you too that I'm bouncing around too. And I think a lot of people are bouncing around in lots of different ways. So what I've realized is that many, many, many people are going through this. Some people know they are going through it, some don't, and that it's that patience of letting it continue to unfold. And I catch myself, too, that I want it to unfold faster than it is, rather than just being thankful for every increment. And what Spirit was telling me yesterday was to focus, to remember. I'll sit there and ask for something, I get nothing, 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 and then Spirit's like sitting there with its hand on its hip and it's saying, focus only on what you've already manifested. Don't focus on what you haven't manifested yet. And so it was, to me, it just constantly stay in that focus. And that's what I got for you too, is to still stay in that focus. And you know, it's so that Spirit can bring you the highest and best, because you're like on the edge of it could be this or it could be that, and you want to stay in the highest and best. So
right.
you gotta, that's the way you have to do it, the way you've been doing it. You have to keep doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're just like kind of confirming. It's like, I mean, I already knew this stuff, but it's like there's that little part of me that's still like that human of like, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what,
yeah.
I mean, that whole experience, I mean, the last couple of times I spoke to you, or I don't know, I mean, it's really like a whole other level now of just like excitement and happiness. And like, I've really like learned to free myself of like, I am offering all my gifts out into the world. Like one day I'm marketing one thing at one place to one group and then something else another day to another group. I don't judge it. I just do whatever comes into my mind, and it's very freeing.
Yeah, that's what
and,
I'm doing too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I love it. It's like, because then my mind will come in and say, well, you know, I'll just kind of laugh to myself, like, you know, oh, you're doing this today, and then you're wearing a different hat the next day. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to judge it. I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
put anything on it.
Yep.
I'm having a lot of fun, and it's actually working for me. I'm meeting tons
yeah.
of people, and things are opening
yeah.
for me. So it's the
yeah.
best thing ever. Like, you realize how much we limit ourselves.
Yeah,
so.
And that's what's been happening to me, too. And then I'm like, well, we'll see where it all leads. I go, wow, my life, well, whoop. You
yeah.
just never know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
a new
great.
Way of living, and then we'll get used to it. So
I love
okay.
it. I'm used to
well,
it.
Thanks.
It's just that, you know, the energy is moving so fast. It's
it is.
It's
that's
exciting.
Some days I just got to be just, like, still and just love the feeling of the wind blowing and enjoying things. Yeah. Sometimes not mm-hmm. getting things done, but just feeling how fabulous it feels to be on Earth at this fabulous time. It's challenging,
yeah.
but fabulous. Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me know how things are going. And onward
yeah,
and upward.
Thank you. It was nice to see you online again. So on the radio.
Yeah.
So,
I'll try to get back on, but I'm going to do it from this perspective from now on. So, okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
I'll speak to you another time.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, aloha. Yeah, the show will go about after it ends, the computer will allow it to go for another 10 or 15 minutes, I guess. So, yeah, that's a wrap today, and I'm glad everybody was able to somehow stay on topic. That was great. And watch for me to set up another show and share this with your friends. And have a look-see at my website, christianmysticism.info. AlanaK.com leads you to the same website, Christian Mysticism. There's a lot of fun stuff to do on there. And I'll see you next time. Aloha.